the Ben Davis and Kelly Tornado on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Made it to Friday after a long, long, long week. I feel like even though it was a short week, it was a long week. Am I right, Kelly, or am I right?
Yeah. No, it feels like that.
Okay, so today on the show, everything from Florida making the show, we've got family secrets, we've got a round of You Laugh, You Lose, and I was asking you yesterday with this game where, you know, it's just jokes slung back and forth and first person who laughs loses. Do you have a 2-game lead on this? Or
I feel like yes.
You feel like, but do you know?
I mean, I feel like the consensus was in the last couple of times it was me.
Who won last week?
Me.
It was you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then if I'm keeping score, then yes, you would have a 2-game lead. So I'm up against a wall. So I've got to make sure that I come with it. Something better than what I have right now. I'm just going to be honest.
Okay, really? Because yeah. I'm a little happy. I'm a little happy with what I've got.
All right, well.
I got a couple.
Well, we'll see how it all fares here this morning. We've got all to get, there's a toilet snake nightmare that we got to get to.
Oh, gosh.
That is.
Do we have to?
Oh, my gosh. Kelly?
Yeah.
This is one of those stories that we're like, hey, it's a good thing that ...
Uh-huh.
This was what happened. So bad. Anyways, we got to get to that. There's an earwax guy. There's a Tennessee tiger. There's a bunch of stuff. So we will wade through it as professionals and also deliver you feel-good stories like we do every single hour, too. All right?
For balance.
For balance. That's what it is. Balance. All right, we'll kick it all off. Coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7
DJX. Calling this a feel good.
Okay.
Walmart is not waiting to kick off the holiday season. It is here with Christmas ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm talking peppermint and eggnog flavors.
Okay.
Great value brand.
All right.
But it's already out. Holiday-themed ice cream is here. It's Christmas. They're officially kicking it off. Are you ready for it?
Sure. Bring it.
Yeah, well, they're available nationwide already for $1.97 per container. Great value.
This is a feel-good?
Of course. It's ice cream. I mean, it makes everybody happy, doesn't it? It's Christmas ice cream.
Okay.
Ooh. And you know one thing, speaking of food, that we have not mentioned yet that we probably need to properly celebrate, and this feels like a good space to do it in, is oatmeal cream pie cereal is now a thing.
Okay.
Oatmeal cream pie cereal, people. The cereal game just got flipped upside down. So are you going to stay with your Cinnamon Toast Crunch as being your ultimate favorite for leaving the best milk? Or now are you like, ooh, here comes oatmeal cream pie cereal rolling in?
Well, I haven't. To be fair, I haven't tried oatmeal cream pie cereal, so
I'm just thinking that's going to be in the same kind of avenue as far as the milk goes, I bet.
Okay.
Calling that a feel-good.
Okay.
It's a feel-good for your mouth and for your belly. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I will tweet that out. That's great stuff.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Yay, Kelly's got it for you every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Can we get to a little bit of sports right now? Little sports? All right, so has anybody actually seen the new Heisman House Nissan commercial yet?
Have not.
The Heisman House commercials are a series of commercials of a fictional mansion where all the past Heisman Trophy winners kind of hang out at the, you know, during the football season. Nissan sponsors it. Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, there is a special addition to the Heisman House this year. None other than Lamar Jackson.
What the heck happened here?
Yeah, so he's pulling up to kind of a dilapidated Heisman
Lamar?
House.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
It's football season. Heisman time.
It's on? It's Heisman time?
Yeah, so then Tim Tebow, who kind of looks all disheveled, almost like Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway, opens the door the house is all sorts of just in shambles, and so Lamar Jackson and Louie, the Cardinal bird, start cleaning the place all up. So yeah, little Louisville action there in the national Nissan commercial for the Heisman house.
Fun stuff.
It's
Yay,
just,
Lamar.
It's just nice seeing Lamar and the Louie bird getting the national spotlight there for U of L. So, good stuff. We've got it posted, WDJX.com, if you want to see the entire commercial. But, yeah, sports!
Sports.
Yeah, Western is opening up Louisville's football season tomorrow at home. So, right now, U of L, I think, an 11-point favorite. So, we'll see if they can cover the spread or whatnot. Tomorrow noon is the opening to the U of L football season. That's sports!
Oh, it's so exciting. Sports is back!
Coming up next, it is Florida and the Florida Beltman we're going to introduce you to, a.k.a. Gabrielle. All right?
All right. You made a bad life choice.
Couple.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll dive into that next on DJX. Florida stories. We do these just about every single day. Florida we go, where if you can manage to somehow make it through the day without forgetting to wear a belt causing you to be caught by police, well, you're doing okay.
How exactly is that a bad thing?
Yeah, exactly.
No belt thing?
Exactly. Maybe this is not necessarily, this is just a setting the bar for would-be criminals, okay?
Okay.
So Gabrielle Wise had already made the bad decision of burglarizing a car in possession of drugs when he made his next unwise decision.
Oh, okay. So there's the missing pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Gabe, I'll call him Gabe, decided with his hands in handcuffs to go ahead and make a run for it. Here's the problem. Gabe forgot a belt.
Oh, no.
Pants fell around his ankles.
Oh, makes it hard to run.
That, well, tripped him up. Quickly allowed police to be like, where are you going, Gabe?
Gabe, we need to have a longer talk with you.
Yeah, the Putnam County Sheriff's Office said on their Facebook page, Wise won't have to worry about his pants falling down during his stay because our inmate uniforms fit.
There you go. They give you a complimentary outfit.
Yeah, that foreshadows what happened to Gabe Wise there, our Florida man who forgot his belt.
Have you ever noticed, and I kind of was connecting these dots, that if you don't break the law, police leave you alone. Have you noticed that? And then you don't have to worry about trying to run away from the cops and having your pants fall down and being embarrassed and going to jail and all the stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd lose a bit if that were the case, too.
That is true.
Florida, making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without forgetting to wear a belt causing you to be caught by the police, you're doing okay, like Gabe.
Okay. Well, yeah, and then the things that he did that broke the law.
Oh, well, yeah. That point, then there's that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida, making the show on 99.7 DJX. Hello, Kelly.
Hello. In honor of Patriot Day, we wanted to highlight a veteran-owned company named Battle Bars, which is a premium protein bar company that honors everyday heroes, teachers, nurses, first responders, and veterans. So they're on a mission to bring local people together to nominate someone that they believe is making a difference in their community through Nominate a Hero program.
Cool.
In addition, every purchase is going to help a veteran in need through Operation Enduring Warrior. So if you want to learn more about that, we'll tweet out the link. You can read more about the company and support them in the efforts in honoring everyday heroes.
Cool. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can find us on Twitter there on 99.7DJX. All right. Still to come this hour, it is Family Secrets. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Oh, it's coming up on DJX. So I've got an opportunity here to whip out something for you, Kelly. Sorry.
That sounded bad. You need to explain yourself, sir.
Hang on. That did sound bad.
It did.
None other than WWE superstar John Cena. Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Cena! And Nailed It host Nicole Byer are doing a reboot of Wipeout. So if you were,
I love it.
I know you're a fan of Wipeout before, but now it's coming back on TBS, working on a revival.
First of all, my love for this kind of show started way back at Most Extreme Elimination Challenge on Spike TV.
Yes.
And then Wipeout kind of like made it more a little bit more family friendly, but still kind of fun. Have you seen Holy Moly?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's kind of like that kind of concept, but then adding miniature golf.
Oh, okay.
And that's pretty fun, too.
All right. So they are looking at bringing this back. TBS is looking to bring this back with, again, WWE superstar John Cena.
That'd be great. That's going to be so great. But who was the guy that had the little like white streak in his hair? Was it John Hansen? What was his name?
Yes. John Hansen.
He was like one of the original hosts, and he was so good.
Right, right, for sure. So
there needs to be snark.
If you're a fan of the show Wipeout, know that it's coming back on TBS. So that's exciting.
I'm excited. The big balls are coming back.
Big balls are coming back. Again, sounds bad.
It does.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, it's time for that moment in the week when we open our show up to allow you to maybe purge your body of a secret that you may be keeping inside you.
Super awkward.
Yeah.
But we're here for you, Circle of Trust.
Circle of Trust. What happens when you see this?
And I saw it was a Facebook message from his ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, see, there seems to be like a lack of trust, which is awkward when you're coming into the circle of trust.
Did what she do cross the line? It's part of the family secret on the way. Family secrets is a thing where you can just kind of unload a secret that may be plaguing you or whatever on our show. A lot of times it just helps just to air it out, right?
Yeah, just get it off your chest.
Yeah, for sure. So go ahead. So how did it all start?
When we first started dating, long story short, I didn't think he was completely over his ex.
Okay. All right. Understandable. Sure.
I really don't believe he had gotten over her totally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The other night, I went out drinking with my friends, and I came home drunk, and I was about to get into bed, and I saw his phone light up. I looked at it. And I saw it was a Facebook message from his ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Facebook message.
Oh, no.
And I just couldn't help myself. So I read it. And it went on and on about how sorry she was. And she was still in love with him. And they were meant to be together. And she needs to see him in person. And that just, I was so upset.
Yeah.
And I just deleted the message, and I blocked her. And he has no idea, but I feel super guilty. But at the same time, I don't want him talking to her.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
okay. But she just went ahead and made an executive decision.
Yeah, but like...
you're over the line.
I see what you're saying, but it's almost as if, like, she's like, staking her claim. It's, hey, this is my guy now. You had your moment, you know. We don't need to go down that path.
Would you be okay if a girlfriend did that to you?
Well, I never had other girls pining after me after the fact. So really, I can't put myself in that position. I can't really relate. So
see, I just feel like it's a violation of trust.
John texts in and says, "Yikes, stalker." Well, I don't know if it's I think he's referring to the ex. But you know, breakups can be tough, especially if there are finished business, or you know, there are things still up in the air, or there's not a clear separation. And you know, when you're the new person, that's tough to kind of wade those waters of like, hey, you got to figure out. And I think you and I both have experienced that in our lives where it's like
in that situation,
hey, you gotta figure out what's happening in your own life before I start getting serious with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was dating a divorced guy for a while, and he had been divorced for a couple of years, but there still were unfinished things. Mm. And the ex-wife was still trying to be like, love you. You know, that was, and I was just like, you got to handle it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be part of that.
Yeah. Especially if it's an ex-wife or an ex-husband, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Chris texts in and says, Kelly, would you be mad if your husband did that? Like,
well,
if an,
yes.
Like, I guess if an ex-boyfriend had reached out to you and said, I still love you. And he was like, delete and block.
That's never happened to me.
So again, Kelly can't relate. I can't relate. This is unrelatable to us.
By the way, the divorce guy that I was dating was not my husband. Okay.
All right.
Old boyfriend, long time ago.
Yeah. Janice texts in and says, totally crossing the line on that one. So anyways.
Yeah. I mean, maybe bring up the conversation. And again, I don't know if you bring that up, but it's innocent when you do see the notification light up, you glance over and see it. That's, you could see that much without really going and snooping in the phone.
I think she has the excuse that she was coming back from a night of drinking.
Yes.
So there was that emotional, raw, unfiltered, just, all right, who's this be rolling into my boyfriend's DMs?
The bravery of the alcohol.
Yeah. Okay. And Dan says, hey, what he doesn't know can't hurt him. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's
so
right.
Dan's like, you know, team cover up. I like it.
I like it. All right. If you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or Twitter. That's family secret.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, though, it is that time of the morning when the trumpets blare and the Supreme Victor Trophy hangs in the balance, because Kelly and I will sling dad jokes back and forth until one of us cracks.
All the fanfare, all the pomp and circumstance, all the glory, all the really bad jokes.
All the really bad jokes. Come for the drama, stay for the jokes. That's kind of this segment on Friday, right? All right, that is on the way. You laugh, you lose. Coming up. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling our best dad jokes back and forth to one another. In another attempt at humor, it's called You Laugh, You Lose.
All right, show me the trophy. I got to see the trophy. Motivation. Motivation. Bring her up.
Yeah, Kelly has
won.
Let me
see her.
She has a two-game lead right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see if she gets to keep the all-supreme Victor Trophy or whether it goes back to me.
It all comes down to the wire, like, every time. People laughing.
Are you ready?
I don't know. Okay, yes. You're starting first, loser.
That cuts a little bit, but yes.
I know.
All right, you laugh, you lose. Dad jokes. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Where did Noah put all the bees in his ark?
Where did Noah put all the bees in his ark?
In the ark hives.
Good one.
Thanks.
Cute.
Yeah.
Nice way to start. Biblical, even.
Yeah, biblical.
What do you get if you put a duck in a cement mixer?
What?
Quacks in the pavement.
Yeah. Don't want that. No. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a dinosaur fart?
What do you call a dinosaur fart?
A blast from the past.
I like the dance.
Thanks.
What do you call the ghost of a chicken?
What?
A poultrygeist.
Oh, poultry. Get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know, Kelly, as I suspected, someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Really?
The plot thickens.
Dun, literally.
Dun, dun.
Cute.
Thank you.
Like that touch.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you hear that the Hulk started recycling?
No.
Yeah, he's really going green.
Oh, because Hulk, green. Got it.
It right. Took you that long?
I'm not a Marvel guy. Sorry.
Wow.
You know, Kelly, most people are shocked when they find out how bad I am as an electrician.
I get it. They're shocked.
Shocked? Yeah, okay.
Literally.
Thanks. Yeah, great.
Not just surprised.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the last thing Jeff Bezos does before going to bed?
What?
He puts his pajamas on.
Oh, pajamas on. Amazon pajamas. Got it. Got it.
Clever. Play on words.
That's great. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What did Drake say after passing gas?
What did Drake say after passing gas?
I farted from the bottom, but now it's clear.
It's cute.
Thank you.
Rapping fart jokes.
I had two of them.
A weasel walks into a bar.
Yeah.
The bartender says, wow, I've never served a weasel before. What can I get you?
Yeah.
Pop goes the weasel.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's okay. Sure. I guess that's okay.
It's cute.
I guess that's okay. Kelly, a sheep, a drum, and a snake fell off a cliff.
Oh, no.
Ba-dum.
Gotcha. Sound the animals make as they plunge to their death.
Yeah, it's kind of an animal death joke. Sorry.
A little.
But it had a rim shot. But
Oh, man. I don't have my drumsticks. That would have helped you out.
Thank you.
I could have helped you out.
Thank you.
So I go to the doctor. Doctor, been having problems with my hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor says, can you describe the symptoms?
Yeah.
I said, sure. They're yellow. Homer's fat. Marge has blue hair.
He misheard symptoms for Simpsons.
Yeah.
That was good.
And you like that show. So I did that for you, Sparky.
Thank you. Hey, Kelly, what did one boob say to the other boob?
What did one boob say to the other boob?
If we can't get support, people will think we're nuts.
Yes. Stop touching yourself! Stop touching yourself! That's dirty pool! That's not even fair! That's not fair!
Are you Everybody conceding? Saw it. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Oh, you're subtle little holding your chest.
We saw it. I had an itch.
You did.
I had to adjust my moves.
Dirty pool. You do it all the time. It's not fair.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and take this trophy. I'm going to take it before you take it back.
Why is it that boobs take me down all the time?
Is it boobs or is it moobs?
I think it might be your moobs.
All right, let's play the trumpets. Let's play the horns.
That's not fair.
Sound lets us know that we've now come to an end of another fabulous round of
You Laugh, You Lose. Dang it.
Boobs do it again. On 99.7 DJX. Get to a text from Greg real quick. Says, traveling today, I'll lose the station in about an hour. Can we just get to the good stuff in that time? Like Facebook Fight Theater, Nakedness, Florida, dad jokes, etc. Maybe save music, commercials, and feel goods for later. Wow. Okay, Greg.
I love it, Greg.
We'll do what we can for you, okay?
He knows what's important.
Right. So maybe it's awkward now that we go right into a feel-good segment.
You know what? I think he also meant feel-goods. I think he also meant that.
Maybe he did.
This is for Greg.
For Greg,
because you know how we like to super serve our customers?
Yes.
So this is a really good one. I promise. This is a really good one. It's a real feel good. It's about an 11-year-old boy from Virginia. He spent his summer selling lemonade. His name's Cartier Carey. He wasn't just trying to raise money, though, to buy, like, the coolest new toy. But he actually noticed that there was a huge problem going on. He noticed there was a shortage of diapers in stores during the pandemic. And he said, oh, people are having babies. I should help them afford diapers.
Oh.
An 11-year-old boy saw a need for diapers and decided to sell lemonade. And wow. The lemonade stand kind of served as a dual purpose. He made $4,500 in his first month, backed by a lot. Plus, it served as like a diaper drive where people could donate diapers to his cause.
Dang.
Are you ready for how many diapers he has donated to single moms so far?
How many?
22,000.
Wow.
Bam.
Look at that.
What'd I tell you? That was a real bona fide feel good, is that not? That's an 11-year-old boy came up with the idea to help single moms get diapers. I mean, how amazing is that?
That's pretty cool.
I'm putting that in the parenting binder.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is something I don't think I was even considering at 11 years old.
Oh, I mean, you're always typically wrapped up in your own world. Here's the thing. I think I'm renaming my parenting binder to the parenting shaming binder. Maybe. I feel like all these stories I'm going to show my kids. I'm shaming them. I'm like, why aren't you doing stuff like that?
This is all very true. All right, there you go. Feel good.
That's a feel good.
Let's get to a text message here in just like 10 minutes. Because remember yesterday, we were kind of the avenue for Craigslist misconnections outside of Wednesday.
And
they were using our show as Craigslist, the website.
It was almost magical.
To try to connect with another listener that they had a connection with at a stoplight, jamming out to music that they heard on 99.7 DJX.
And you were already like close to buying a wedding gift. I was visualing myself dancing at the reception, the TBT themed reception. It was going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it was a, you know, a love that could never be, as we find that the source of the affection was already, I guess, in a happy relationship with someone for the past 6 months.
Yes. We need to respect that.
I mean, somewhat.
But if I'm honest, I was kind of heartbroken.
Yeah. I mean, if that situation changes, it is nice to know that they can come back to us and say, hey, do you have that number of that one listener again? And then we can be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So that kind of sparked a trend, question mark. Because now we're getting more listeners reaching out saying, hey, there is a certain listener that I fancy that we were making eyes with one another. So
I'm all about it. Let's be matchmakers.
So yeah, give us like 10 minutes. We'll dive into that. I know it's not Wednesday. This may screw you up.
You know what? But every day is a day for love.
Yeah.
Every day.
Sure. We'll get to that. We'll also get to the toilet snake nightmare a little bit later on this hour. So if like love isn't your thing, then maybe we can entice you with toilet snake nightmares still to come.
Oh my God.
I wasn't really a huge Rick and Morty fan, you know, Adult Swim cartoon there, but Pringles announced a couple flavors inspired by Rick and Morty.
I think it's more of the labels that are inspired. Like, I think the flavors are the same. They just kind of put a little Rick and Morty spin on the labels.
Yeah, honey mustard, Morty. And then look at me, I'm cheddar and sour cream. Those are the two. Yeah. Pickle Rick crisps were also available.
All right. So
you've got the Pickle Rick crisps, the cheddar and sour cream, which seems pretty standard with any sort of potato chip. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the honey mustard Morty. So
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I might try that.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. Walmart, you can catch those. Rick and Morty.
I'm not hating.
No, whenever it comes
idea,
to chips,
whatever.
For sure. All right, coming up, it's when we try to connect a couple listeners together. Now, listen, this is like we are going by the seat of our pants. Will we crash and burn for a second time in a week?
I'm not confident.
I'm not confident. All right.
We have the best of intentions, though.
We really do. We're going to try to pair a couple listeners together who have, again, reached out to us in the hopes of finding their soulmate, question mark?
Yes.
Their only connection. Yeah, their only connection is this show. So, yeah, again, our listener missed connection on the way
that
here next.
Yeah. To build a wonderful relationship.
Kelly, do you think I give it the official opening for this?
I feel like, yeah, maybe.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try.
Craigslist missed connections?
I don't kind of half-hearted.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, because they didn't really strike out in real life. That's the only thing. A listener reached out to us. Her name's Tori. Via text message at 502-571-9970. She says, can I just say this?
I'm sure she sounds exactly like that.
Can I just say this? I'm flirting with the car driving next to me.
Oh my.
Which, by the way, like, how do you do that? Are you just making eyes?
You look over, you give a little wink and a smile or something. I don't know.
And then at the next light, you kind of make a wink and a smile and then
sure.
You just kind of continue on that. Anyway,
I guess.
Anyways, continuing on. But the bad thing is, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl driving.
What? I know. Wait a second.
Well, that's a twist I didn't see coming.
Wait a second. They're not really sure who they're flirting with? Is it just the car? She just likes the car first?
Maybe.
All right.
It continues. Tori's text message to us. Ooh. He just got off at the Fort Knox exit. Must be a sexy military man.
Okay, so we're deciding it's a military man.
At least right. Tori's thinking it is.
All right.
Hashtag
but we're not sure again.
Missed connections. All right, so what we're going to need is we're going to need maybe about, I guess this text came into the station about 40 minutes ago. So
okay.
If you happen to be a military person, personnel who works at Fort Knox and were flirting with a car. I'm assuming it was probably on Dixie Highway South.
Like, probably. It's yeah. this Fort Knox exit. Yeah. We're assuming off of maybe the Watterson?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
It could also be off the Gene Snyder, though. We're not really sure. Tori didn't really give us specifics about which Fort Knox exit.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
So, right. not so, sure.
So, yeah, I guess just reach out and first confirm whether you're a guy or a girl. And then...
We also don't know the make and model of Tori's car.
Yeah, you know what? Come to think of it, there isn't a whole lot to go
There's
on
There's not
this.
A lot to go on. That's why I'm not confident.
We're definitely striking out on this one.
But you know what? I love that Tori feels like she had a moment.
She had a moment.
So that's
I had
fun.
A moment with sexy military man. Again, when
so,
you're
I don't know.
When you're car flirting, like, do you gesture?
Would you like blow a kiss?
I mean, what's a kiss
the gesture
or
when you're flirting in a car,
or like
don't touch your moobs. Stop doing that.
I don't know. Do you do one of those?
I don't know. What is the standard like car flirting etiquette?
Yeah,
I need to know. I'm not sure.
Okay, well,
I don't want to steer her in the wrong direction.
But
clearly, we want her to have a little bit more success than just letting him drive off out of her life.
Right, out of her life forever. So, again, we will keep you posted if we hear anything from sexy military man who got off at the Fort Knox exit. Man or woman, I guess we should say.
Okay. And we need to come up with a new protocol, I guess, for car flirting so that we can get some specific steps for people to do. So it's like a universal knowledge that they know they're being flirted with, maybe?
Yeah, longtime listener Greg texts in and says, flip hair, lick teeth. Lick teeth?
Oh, my God.
You're going to give the lick teeth move? Wow.
That's, I want to see Greg do that.
That's a bit aggressive, really, isn't it, Greg? All right. I guess we're going to say that's Craigslist misconnections, except it's listener misconnections.
Well,
here
we tried.
On 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we just tried to reconnect or connect a listener by the name of Tori, who had texted us saying that she was car flirting with a car that got off at the Dixie Highway exit, hoping see that person again. And we just kind of went down the path of how do you even car flirt, you know?
Yeah, we need to maybe come up with a protocol.
Kat tweeted us and said, I had someone once that kept a whiteboard in their car. And when they were next to me, they whipped it out and started writing stuff to me to flirt through the car.
Oh, my gosh.
So keep a little dry erase board there in your car.
And see, if you're driving, that's not conducive to writing on a whiteboard. I don't know if we officially endorse that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to come up with like some hand gestures, facial expressions, something like Greg suggested, the teeth licking and the hair flipping. I don't know. It might be a little on the creepy side.
Justin says flash your ... lights.
Oh, no, see.
Is that like...
It's a little forward.
Is that like adjusting your, touching your chest type of area?
Just again, really awkward.
Sorry.
Not sure.
We got a text message from a listener. I can't even see Ben, but you definitely don't do whatever he was doing.
Yes, don't do that. Yes, I can see that. And don't do that. Let's
okay.
not.
All right. Well, so hopefully, you know, whatever your technique is, it works. All right, coming up, we'll go from love to toilet snakes and the nightmare that this story is.
Listen, we've had way too many of these stories for this to be an irrational fear anymore. It's got an upgrade to rational.
And the fact that it's one of those things that we always say, wow, it's a good thing that ...
Okay.
Just wait until you hear this story.
All right.
Come next on DJX. We've told you about toilet snakes. You know, those fun stories where people lift up the lid to their toilet and they see not a turtle head, but a little snake staring back at them.
This is just happening way too often.
It is definitely.
Legit.
So this story takes a turn and we'll get to that. Okay.
Okay.
So Tuesday, This is out of Bangkok, okay? So not in the United States. So we can assume, okay, this will never happen in the United States, right? there was a guy by the name of Shirafop, all right? He's 18. Okay. He, you know, is on his smartphone like we all are and sits down, uses the toilet. So he is on his phone getting ready to do his business when he feels a searing pain.
Did it bite him on the, you know what?
He looked down.
No.
And was shocked.
No.
When a 4-foot python had its jaws clamped around the tip of his.
Oh, no. The snake bit a snake. Oh, my God. No, I don't even have one of those, but I can just imagine the nerve.
That's when he stood up with the snake still attached.
No.
And then,
is this for real?
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
This is crazy.
It sounds so unbelievable. It just may be, but it's worth this because how many of these stories of the toilet snakes have we said, oh, man, at least he didn't get a hold of his.
Yep. Nope. But it did.
But it did. It did. Happened it to him did. As oh, he God. Sat down to use the facilities there on his smartphone, felt the pain. Snake clamps down. So he slams the door, the bathroom door on the reptile. So that means he stands up with it still attached.
Oh, God.
No, gosh.
Oh, wow. Was it the door or the toilet seat? I was confused.
Oh, well, it said door, so I don't know. Okay. Maybe it was the toilet seat, but who knows? Anyways, his mom called for EMTs, stitched up and sterilized the non-serious wound. So,
oh, good. It was non-serious. Everything's still intact.
I was going to say, everything's attached.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And listen, again, I'm not a dude. I don't have one of those. But I can imagine.
We just got a text from a listener. I am going to have nightmares.
Yes, no. You know what? There's no more peeing in the dark. I'll tell you that. It is checking, rechecking. Maybe even like perfecting your distance if you're a guy. Maybe just stand back. Let's see how far you can step back and still get it done.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I don't know.
So, I don't know if this is a setting the bar or more of a just a cautionary tale, if you will.
Nopity nope nope is what it is. It's a nopity nope nope.
Yep, of the toilet snake of Thailand there on 99.7 DJX. I'm a sucker for you. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We are streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. 85 going to be your high today as we might see some thunderstorms in the forecast over the weekend. But highs in the mid 80s there on 99.7 DJX. Let's get you a feel good. All right, Kelly K.
The Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile is available for use for your upcoming wedding proposal.
Oh, there's okay. How?
You got to request it 3 weeks in advance. You'll be notified a week before your requested date if chosen. Two hot doggers will bring the Wiener Mobile to your proposal. It's you. And your significant other will get an engagement photo captured by the hot dogger. Then you'll receive a wiener whistle to commemorate the day. And
oh, okay.
You don't get to ride on the mobile, but you get a tour. And we have been on the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile before. It's delightful.
So it is kind of cramped,
your
though.
Proposal to stand out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was dated. It was dated. You're right.
Dated, like, kind of cramped from the inside. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But, you know, if you are looking for a way to make your proposal a little extra special.
Yeah, give her a big wiener.
Give her a big wiener.
Sorry. Sorry. Well, you know what I mean. Big wiener mobile. Sorry, it just came out.
You get a wiener whistle.
Maybe that'll convince her.
Get the hot doggers to help out. Take a picture. Just bring the whole family so they can watch. It'll be great.
I love it.
I'm going to tweet that out.
Thank you. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning.
When you say it like that. <you're> like...
on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, it's the earwax guy. So we have feel goods, and then we have setting the bar coming up on 99.7 DJX. Yep. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We give you setting the bar stories. These are stories that help set the bar for your day very low. Yeah, get prepared for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without not cleaning your ears for almost 20 years, you're doing okay.
Like never using a Q-tip at all? Do a little squeaky squeaky?
So here's kind of the backstory. This is an unknown guy out of the UK, right? So he had previously had some surgery and had the back, the bone at the back of his ear removed after it had become infected. And so after that happened, he kind of stopped cleaning his ear. So that was 16 years ago.
OMG.
So then a doctor saw this guy after he had pain in his ear.
Gee, I wonder why he had pain in his ear.
And so the doctor said it was comfortably the largest haul of earwax I've ever removed from a single ear.
Oh my God.
And so there's like video cam footage because they almost use like a snake camera, you know, like one of those little cameras that like snakes into like small little holes and stuff.
Yes.
sorry, that sounds
small
weird.
Small little hole camera.
Right.
Sure,
the small little hole camera. It. Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. So this video of all of these earwax. Normally, it takes him, you know, about 5 minutes or so. It took him several hours to finish up this job.
Wow. It's a wonder he could, like, hear.
Right?
At all.
Right?
I mean, does it? I'm really confused. Have you ever had, like, you've seen, like, the ear washing kits?
Yeah.
Before, like, ear candling? Have you ever done the ear candling? I have not.
No, I haven't either. And I'm
fascinated by it.
I'm still, and you know, I know that they say you shouldn't use a Q-tip because that pushes the earwax back into your ear. But I love the way the Q-tips feel. You know,
they do. It's kind of like they get a little scratch.
Yeah,
in there. Just
yeah.
Kinda, you just twist it and it feels.
Yeah,
cool.
You're like that's the stuff right there. That's the stuff. But anybody, you know, a doctor or whatever. Listening is going to say, no, you shouldn't stick anything in your ear that's, you know, smaller than your finger, you know?
But honestly, what were Q-tips made for? I feel like that's what they were made for.
Right. To get in those small little holes.
Yes.
But don't be like this dude out of Britain who, if you can manage to make it through the day without not cleaning your ears for almost 20 years, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to take care of those ear taters.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, right. You got to get them out.
Yeah, that's setting the bar. Oh, now you're in for some throwback movies. The Walmart there in Shepherdsville is showing Ghostbusters on Saturday the 26th. We've got tickets. It's a ticketed event. We've got tickets that you can win right now. WDGX.com. Click win.
You got to reserve your spot, right?
Yep.
Your car.
You're in for that throwback sort of mood. Speaking of throwback, have you checked out on Netflix Cobra Kai yet?
I have not. We've been like, we just finished the first season of Yellowstone. We've been like consumed with that, but I have heard good things about Cobra Kai.
Yeah, so Cobra Kai is the continuation of The Karate Kid, that 1980s, you know, karate movie with Ralph Macchio and all of that.
And the bad guy.
Yeah, if you'll recall, Cobra Kai was the bad guy karate, like, you know, club.
Studio, yeah.
Studio, right, exactly. So it basically follows them now, you know, 30 years later in real time. So it's like present day, and it kind of shows
picks it up where they would have been.
Yeah, and it kind of shows what their life is like. Now, I've only gotten a couple episodes in. I mean, it's kind of predictable. It's kind of, you know, it kind of gives you that throwback feeling of what, the, you know, because if you've seen the original, then it definitely plays on those parallels of what happened originally. And it like kind of shows, and I'm not giving anything away with this, but it kind of shows.
Still good guy, bad guy, right?
Yeah, it's still good guy, bad guy. And it still shows, you know, Johnny, he was the bad guy, the blonde bad guy from Cobra Kai. It shows what he's up to. And it shows Ralph Macchio, you know, what he's up to now. And
it, what is he up to now?
Well,
what is
he doing? He's a car salesman and he owns several car lots in LA and all of, and so he's kind of like.
Wait a second. He's wax on, wax off.
Well, he's kind of like, you know, like the Tony Melito or whatever, where he's got these car commercials and he still plays on like his karate sort of background, you know, and all these.
Does he do the wax on, wax off that Miyagi taught him when he was training him?
Yeah, so I've kind of gotten into that sort of, I'm like I said, I'm only like a couple episodes deep. But it's kind of fun, and if you remember the old movie, The Karate Kid, you might you might enjoy Cobra Kai. But I will say, it is not like PG.
Oh yeah, no. It's I've heard that. Yeah,
there's some swearing.
Right now, here's the thing: did he get married? Did he marry one of the girlfriends? Because he had like a couple of different like lady loves.
Are you talking about
Karate Kid and Karate Kid 2?
The Karate Kid. Oh, Ralph Macchio. Yeah. I, you know, he has a wife, he has a family.
Okay. Cause Elizabeth Shue was one of his love interests. I can't remember about this, like the second one,
but it's the original actors. It's the
That's
original guy.
It's
who,
like, if you're going to do that, you gotta have the original actors. Otherwise I'm not interested.
Yeah. So anyways, something to check out on Netflix. If you haven't already, it's the Cobra Kai. Like I said, I'm only a couple episodes deep, so I can't really give a full straight review of it, but it's not too bad. And then if you want to check out Ghostbusters, another classic there. You can register to win at WDJX.com. There on the website with 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And remembering 19 years ago on September 11th when our world was changed forever. Obviously, 9/11 Remembrance Day. It's Patriot Day. There, you had shared earlier a feel-good of a restaurant that was kind of tipping the hat to Patriots.
It was a veteran-owned company where they sell protein bars and they're honoring heroes. So if you wanted to nominate one, we've tweeted out the link. You can read more about that. And there's a ton of veteran-owned businesses that we, especially in the area, we want to support all of them. Cruise Custom Flags, they're pretty great. They're local. Mm-hmm. They make amazing wooden American flags, and they're just fantastic. I follow them on social media, and their work is fantastic. So all of our veterans and first responders in the area, we support and salute you.
Yeah, that was definitely a moment in our country's history where, regardless of color or race, you know, we all kind of came together as a community. And I do like always kind of looking back at the quote of Sandy Dahl. She was the wife of Flight 93 pilot Jason Dahl. She was famously quoted as saying, "If we learn nothing else from this tragedy, we learn that life is short and there is no time for hate." So, you know,
yes,
you know, kind of go through and think of that and use that as a guide, you know, throughout the rest of your day and weekend. And
absolutely, especially today, I think if the one thing to take away from this is the way this country has come together in the days following September 11th, the country had never been more united than in that moment in time.
Yeah. So with that, you can read more about, you know, the celebrations and the remembrances that are taking place up at WDJX.com. But hopefully you have a good day. You take those words to heart. You not hate. You do kindness, and we move forward as a country and as a nation.
And we never forget.
Yep. There you go. All right, guys, have a good day. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.